Commissioner's Court to order. Judge Weaver, I'm sorry. Judge Brannick is away in training with probate today, and I found out a little earlier that Commissioner Arnold wouldn't be here, so you have us three here to conduct the business of the county. We'll start off with Commissioner Senegal doing the invocation, and I will lead you in the pledge.
Heavenly Father, again, thank you. We always pray for our boy, gal,
amen. Amen. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Start off with the purchasing agenda. A, consider and possibly approve plans and specification invitation for bids of IFB 11-007/KJS, the drainage improvement to the South Central Gardens area of Jefferson County. Project is located in precinct number 2. Round 1 disaster funding through Texas Department of Rural Affairs. B, consider and possibly approve change order number 3, professional service agreement for the South Central Gardens area with Bob Shaw to add permit applications with KCS Railroad to dry bore and jack beneath the railroads in the amount of $9,375. This is a reimbursable term with TDRA. Project is located in precinct number 2. C, consider and possibly approve change order number 2, job order contract JOC 10-028/KJS, Walter Humphrey Park Maintenance Building with centerline construction for additional water and sewer lines in the amount of $5,817.51. This brings the total contract to $158,601.05. D, execute and receive file renewal for term contract for snacks and vending, drinks and vending machines for Jefferson County with Southern Coast Vending for the period of January 11, 2011 to January 10, 2012. E, consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file professional service agreement. Engineer service with Garver Engineering pursuant to request for qualification, RFQ 09-159/KJS, Wet Ditch Environmental Assessment, AIP Grant 97-95%-NTE $22,500. F, consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file professional service agreement. Engineering service for Garver Engineering pursuant to request for qualification, RFQ 09-159/KJS, West Ditch Environmental Assessment, AOA Security System /PFC, application number 7, 100% NTE, $29,300. G, consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file professional service agreement, engineering service with Garver Engineering pursuant to request for qualifications, RFQ 09-159/KJS, West Ditch Environmental Assessment, PFC, application 7, 100% NTE, $16,200. H, execute and receive, file, excuse me, execute and receive and file renewal IFB 09/161 KJS term contract for cafeteria service for Jefferson County Courthouse with John Paul's for the period of January 25th, 2011 to January 24, 2012. I, considering possibly approved method of disposing of surplus property, in particular the bookmobile, as authorized by local government code 263-151, either by auction, sealed bid, or donation. I think there's addendums. J, considering possibly approved equipment lease purchase 11-011/KJS with DLL Public Finance LLC for the lease purchase of 88 copiers in accordance with Texas Buy Board contract number 299-08. K, considering possibly approved the service agreement 11-012/KJS with Star Graphics to cover all B&W Sharp and Onyx MFP own or lease within Jefferson County in accordance with the Texas Buy Board contract number 299-08. I get a motion.
Second.
The motion, second. Any discussion? All in favor by normal sign of voting, aye.
Aye.
The bookmobile item I.
What is your recommendation?
Okay. We will make that with auction. You're the one that deal with it more than anybody, so that's probably the best method.
Can we amend that motion to reflect that?
I think that we would have to amend that motion to reflect that. And can we get the friendly amendment for the item F? That would be to state that it was auction instead of any of the other two.
Yeah.
We will auction it.
Agreed.
Any other additions to that? I mean, as far as the process or anything like that?
Do we have any assessment of a value for it? Okay, then. Okay, thank you. That's the only reason I asked that, and I don't think it's going to be way up anyway. So,
okay, Commissioner.
Yes, sir.
I know we got a motion and a second. We amended the motion on to reflect what the recommendation is from the purchasing agent. We have a couple of gentlemen here in the audience from Central Gardens. If Don
okay.
wouldn't mind, Mr. Rayo, if you could give us some just briefly on item A.
The South Central Gardens project, the plans and specs are ready to go out for bid, and we hope to advertise Wednesday of this week, Wednesday of the following week, and receive bids on the 15th of February. This project will bore a new outfall channel under the KCS Railroad as well as State Highway 347, provide additional drainage in the Lamar Street area. It's going to be quite an improvement from what's out there now. Our desire is that this will solve the flooding back in that area towards Central Garden, Central Boulevard area. We hope this will be completed in the time allotted, which will be approximately 100 days, but the drop-dead date is June the 30th. DDRA has advised us that all work must stop on June the 30th.
Okay.
That will be the end of the funding. So when we go out for bids, we will make certain that this is made noted of by the prospective bidders, that they have an allotted set of time to do the contract, and that's it.
Anything else?
Thank you, Mr. Ray.
With that being stated, all in favor of the items, the normal sign of voting, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, it passed. Next line would be commissioners, county commissioners. The first line, I didn't see Greg here, but I talked to him earlier. Greg, you here? Yep. We're on table item A, right? Okay, then. We're table in the burn ban. B, considering possibly approve appointing Mr. Shane Howard to trustee position of Southeast Texas Government Employee Benefit Pool by Commissioner Eddie Orne, effective date January 24, 2011. C, receiving file receiving file certificate of credit of completion of 20 hours, Brent Weaver, Commissioner Precinct 2, for 2011 continue education for the seminar for newly elected judges and commissioners, January the 11th through the 14th, in cooperation with LBJ School of Public Affairs, University of Texas of Austin, and the Texas Association of Counties. D, considering possibly approve a resolution regarding HJR 56 in the 82nd legislative session. The item number E, Commissioner Senegal has asked that we table that until next week. F, receive and file mutual aid agreement with the City of China. I think the auditor told me that I need to read H first, so we will read H first in this order. Considering possibly act in accordance with Section 1207.007 Texas Government Code as amended to delegate a designee price offer the authority to determine the principal amount of the bonds to be issued and negotiate the terms and sale thereof, and to select the specific maturity in whole and in part of the refund obligation to be refunded, and to achieve a present value debt service savings to be included in price certificate to be executed by the price offer. Now I'll go up, and it should be G, considering possibly approve order authorizing the issuance and sale of and award of Jefferson County, Texas General Obligation Refund Bond Series 2011, authorizing the redemption and advance refunding of certain certificates of obligation, and the execution and delivery of an escrow agreement, and to subscribe for the purchase of certain escrow securities and contain other matters related thereto. We go down to I. It says, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a renewal of real estate lease agreement with 4575 Jerry Ware Drive with Caldwell Bankers Commercial Owner and Associates. I have a motion.
Second.
Okay.
Judge, commissioners, on that item for the pricing officer, it's been recommended by the bond council to, establish the county judge and or the county auditor, in case the county judge is out, for determining the price. Because what we'll do is we'll go to market, and at that time, it'll determine what the maturities are going to be, how much we can get on our interest rate. So
okay.
It's kind of a time-sensitive document when we approve the order to sell. Or not the order to sell, we approve the offer.
We are.
So we've, They've come up with the recommendation of the county judge or the county auditor.
County judge or both?
It would be either. Commissioner Alford, members of the court, your co-bond counsel, Guy Goodson, and Lance Fox, Creighton Fox, are here today to just advise again that based on your presentation from Mr. Gilley of Coastal Securities, this series would not be refunded until there could be achieved in the market a present value savings of $150,000 or more. As Patrick properly stated, that's going to be extremely time sensitive, and just for example today, had it been today, the judge was out of town, we just want to make sure we have more than one designated pricing officer who is very familiar with these transactions. The judge has been made familiar, Patrick has been, with this former CO issue that we're now trying to refund. So we just wanted to make certain that in those two documents, the two agenda items, you are authorizing this document, which will have those terms for each of the individuals or either of them to sign as the pricing officer whenever the circumstances become right in the marketplace to achieve that saving.
Okay.
Just for clarification, what we're talking about here is designating both the county judge and the auditor.
And the auditor.
Yes.
To be.
It'd be yes. Both of them
to
be designated.
And
we'll only need one person to execute them. But we will ask the county judge if he's available, but if not, then we wanted someone else to be available.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
That.
Yeah.
And Patrick said he felt that he would be available to do so.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
I think in the motions you say.
Yeah, we just need to have that motion reflect that. Whoever made the motion.
The motion was made by.
If we designate both the county judge and the county auditor as pricing officer.
And or just and?
We'll just use say and because each of them will be designated as
okay.
A pricing.
And.
I'm in my motion to add and.
County auditor.
A second.
Any other question from the court? No questions. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So it moves. Approval. County auditor, regular county bills, check number 348816 through check number 349016. I'm sorry, I wrote that wrong. 6-1. The motion has been made.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Under the tax assessor collector,
the
yes, sir. I don't think he's here. He is. Okay.
Judge, I'm
absolutely. And Commissioner Alford and I visited earlier about it today, and especially given that we have two Beaumont Courthouse members of the court that are not here today, you know, tabling this until next week, and you know, I'm perfectly comfortable with it. The biggest concern there is obviously, you know, safety, and when we talk about it in a holistic way, and then when we talk about it on a site-specific way. And obviously, this first effort is to try to address the site-specific issues that we have here, given that I've got 36 employees plus any number of dozens of customers at any given time that we've got to have something. So I'm comfortable with tabling, and this is just kind of step one in an overall framework, and we're just trying to build a team out to get the framework developed.
Right, and I appreciate the effort.
Oh, yeah. Understood.
You know where I'm coming.
I do.
I think we need to
Commissioner, if I can.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Yes, sir.
You know, I can appreciate what you're saying, but, you know, I commend the initiative. We got employees or other elected officials that step up and want to do something, and try to improve something or bring something up, update a policy or procedure, I think it's a good thing. It looks like you got representation pretty much from everybody, all the players, for lack of a better term.
If I were to try to develop something specifically for the tax office, and again, Beaumont-centric right now because that's my biggest workforce, all of these are involved people with the exception of the clerk's office, which we wanted to get the clerk involved because she's in a kind of a similar situation as I am.
Mm-hmm.
But even if I develop something specific just to my office, all of those individuals on there are going to be resources I had to call upon anyway to help me build out our plan specific right to the office.
I just remind the court that when you're talking about safety and security, they're two different animals.
Yeah.
And I understand safety and security, right. One of the major issues is security.
Oh, absolutely. And we've had this conversation
several times.
And frankly, I mean, just for the record, all three of our locations, the tax office locations, there are specific security issues. And frankly, the sub-courthouse and the mid-county office, I feel fairly comfortable with security here, but I'm not necessarily comfortable with safety. And that's really what this ad hoc committee, the request is to build something that looks at just overall simple, what happens if X happens? Where do my people go? Where do our customers go? And what are the resources that they have available to get them out the building? And then in a predictable way and in a safe way. And then secondly, for me and for my leadership team, specifically in my office, to communicate properly with first responders on where any people that are left behind might be.
Right, but I appreciate your efforts, but there are some serious issues.
Oh yeah,
that needs to be addressed,
Commissioner. I'm with you, but I want to make sure you know that understanding where my request comes from is simply to take care of a very niche, specific, simple thing, and of course the process matters, and that's why after Commissioner Alford and I visited, I'm perfectly comfortable with doing whatever the court wants to do, but that our focus primarily right now is simply on basic fire safety, and then as we have to scale it and make it flex to different needs and exposures, no problem.
If I can ask, what are we missing in the list?
Well, first of all, I need to visit with Commissioner Arnold. Personally, we could be a Pandora's nest. We're opening up, and this court do not want to put itself in a Pandora's nest spot. Sometimes when you go out of sync with things, you can cause yourself problems. I just want to make sure that it's all understood so we won't have any problems for the future. That is very important. That's why I wanted to visit with Commissioner Arnold so he can make sure he understand and remember some things.
Commissioner Offer reminded me that, you know, and this is something, you know, I'm fairly young and aggressive about things, that oftentimes this item may have normally come up through the commissioner's court portion, you know, of the agenda rather than just one of the departments bringing it up, which I'm going to probably continue to do this, but there are certain considerations that obviously I don't have to worry about that y'all do.
Okay. We probably don't need to get deep into it, but the other part of that is this here. You know, sometimes you have the other elected officials that you have to deal with, and they would feel that we are doing something out of step, out of custom, because normally it would be a workshop. And for example, if the evacuation is a problem here, it's a problem in Port Arthur.
Yeah. Mm.
And it's a problem at the airport.
Right.
So what we probably need to do is do a collective, complete plan where we have everybody a part of, and then I think everybody sitting up here puts something in and we can roll from there. I think that is the only thing that's on the table.
Right. And Commissioner, we have Beaumont Maintenance. I'd like my maintenance guy to be involved in that discussion. He understands that building. He knows. And that's all I'm saying. Yeah, that's one reason I asked.
I was just looking at the item as it was written, and it said initially consists of eight.
Nothing
so
wrong with it.
It sounded to me like it was just a preliminary plan.
Yeah, we're just trying to eat the elephant one bite at a time so we can have something somewhere rather than wait forever to have something everywhere that may end up taking us a lot longer than we need to. If we can bite off one piece and then move to the next as we go.
Yeah, I would amend it anyway if I was supported today to put my maintenance guy on it because he's familiar with that building.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And if a fire break out, I'm running. He should know where the fire extinguisher, the codes and everything, and that's all I'm saying.
Understood.
I'm not knocking the effort. I appreciate the effort.
Absolutely. Thank you all for your consideration. I'll look forward to next
I want to make sure that you understand, no one on this court is knocking the effort.
Oh, absolutely.
No one. Okay, then.
Absolutely.
I thank you for holding that to next week.
Certainly.
All right.
Thank you.
Next item is engineering. Considering possibly approve a final plat purchase of property of John Adams, parcel 27 LaBelle Road, in the amount of $21,100. Property is located in precinct number 4.
Second.
I have amendment here. Think who? Yeah. Okay, then. Thank you. Under engineered SB, it says consider impossible approve replat of lot 5 of replat of DuPont Beaumont Industries site number 1 as recorded in CF number 20070319 34, official public record, into lot 5A-5D DuPont Beaumont Industry site number 1. Humphrey survey abstract number 32, J.S. Johnston survey, Jefferson County. This property is located along State Highway number 347 in precinct number 2. With that, can I get a motion?
Motion. Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Those are the last items on the agenda. Is there any other items that need to come up before the court from any member of the court? Commissioner Weaver, you had anything?
No.
Well, we'll close out with saying God bless Jefferson County. Thank you, and have a blessed week.